This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to Jax
and Dean
on our podcast.
This is our podcast.
It is up. I've just said that, Dean.
This is our podcast.
Oh, it's still our podcast now.
That's cute.
Cute.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Play the podcast, please.
Talking about Midsummer Festival, which is happening. It's kicked off over the weekend, and I brought in a very nice friend of mine, Scout Boxall.
Yes.
Welcome.
Yes.
Welcome to the show.
Get out.
Enjoy.
They're a comedian. And
I want to say clear, so pronouns.
Yeah,
they,
we are. They,
yes,
them.
We,
thank you.
Thanks.
And we also, I'm probably going to mess it up, but I'll try my best. I've written it down, they and them.
And if you do, it's all good.
Because people do, don't they?
It happens. Yeah. My family, every time my close family and I get together over Christmas, since I've like come out as non-binary to them, my sister keeps a tab of how many people have fucked up the pronouns.
Oh, no. And you get really angry or?
Good F-bomb. I mean, she's kind of, oh, yeah, am I allowed?
No.
I would.
No, you're not allowed. No,
no.
Technically, no.
No,
but you're a guest.
Whoops.
You're an artist, so.
I'm an artist with my aunt. Don't stifle me.
Yeah. But surely you can tell the difference between someone intentionally going, oh, I'm real sorry.
Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, exactly. And, like, I've had multiple people, like, come out as trans or non-binary and they've changed their pronouns and it's taken me a while to adjust, particularly if you've known me since the womb, as the mum has. No?
Since the womb.
Known you for ages.
But, yeah. But you can always tell if someone is, like, yeah, you can tell when someone's making an effort, and whenever someone apologises or like says, "Oh man, I didn't mean to ruin that for you," it's all good.
So we're gonna try our best. Now you're appearing at two events in Midsummer.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. The first one is at Lisa Sky's Hair Hole Takeover.
Yes.
Tell me more.
I'm super excited about that one. So I usually do comedy, but this one is a spoken word thing, and it's like a bunch of spoken word performers who are performing under. It's called the Grey Show, and it's about like exploring liminal identities and identities between binaries and like all the different shades of grey that exist in the queer community, which I think is really wonderful. And so my piece that I'm doing is kind of, it was in a response to like when I joined Twitter for the first time last year because I was like, let's see what all the fuss is about. And then just got bombarded first with this really beautiful thing, which was Travis Alabanza, who's a non-binary artist in the UK and was interviewed for Radio 4 talking about what it's like to be non-binary. And it was just the most beautiful, eloquent, poetic, like well-articulated way of expressing the history of being non-binary. And then literally like 3 days after that, Louis C.K. did an hour-long set at a Long Island comedy show, which was then leaked. And part of that was him basically like attacking like non-binary people and people who like choose to go by different pronouns. And he said, like, ah, well, they're like royalty. They tell you what to call them, you know, but I identify as there because I'm a location. That location is your mother's, fill in the blank.
Oh.
So it was like this, this like weird switch from like this beautiful, like supporting, amazing, like beacon of hope to this like absolute dumpster fire.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to like deal with both of that.
It's very extreme.
Yeah,
it's hard. I don't get Twitter. I'm like,
Nah, I think I'm going to go off. It's a lot.
Safe.
It's too much.
Yeah.
But I got to say, a couple of years, a number of years ago, as part of Midsummer, I did go along to one of Lisa Sky's spoken word events.
Mm.
They're really good.
Yeah.
They're really good.
I'm really excited for it.
And it's just the diversity of the storytelling.
Yeah.
And just the energy.
Yeah.
And it is different to a stand-up routine.
Yeah. No, it's very, the prep for it's been very different. And I'm doing I'm starting as a new character, Bin Lord CK, who is basically Louis CK drag lip syncing to like that part of his set, which was just like really hard to listen to like up to 60 times in order to learn it off by heart. But then it's going from that into like this like spoken word storytelling thing, which I'm not really familiar with, but it's been really lovely to explore as a form, and I'm really excited for the show.
So that's your first show that you're doing, but you're doing another piece at the Malt House?
Yeah, I'm doing just a stand-up set at Midsummer Haha, which is a just a comedy showcase at the Malt House, which is actually kind of a dream because I've always wanted to perform at the Malt House.
Yes.
So
that's really cool.
At the Malt House, it's at the Malt House.
It's at the Malt House.
Yeah. That's very exciting.
And of course, the Marion Cranes are going to be there as well.
Yep.
It's fantastic. And Tina Del Twist, who I quite enjoy.
I've never seen her before, but I'm so stoked.
Oh, and our own Gabe.
Gabe Hogan's
Gabe
on the bill.
Hey. We love Gabe. Good on your dad.
Yep. And Travelling Sisters as well, who
I
love their comedy. Their comedy is so, it's bonkers. It's so good. It's so good.
Oh, wow. They are incredible. And also the illegitimate children of Bob Down and Magda as well.
Can't wait to meet them.
Yeah, they've got that's great actually wings. One of my mates, and I think it's brother and sister doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so good. They've got good some times. Great sketches on Facebook as well.
Yeah. Very talented.
And you've got your socials too, Scout?
Yeah, so I'm doing some spots in Comedy Festival, and I've got other things coming up, including a spot in the next Queer Stories at February in their Howler show. And so basically all that stuff is on my Instagram at Scout Boxall.
Lovely. We will podcast this and link it as well on the Instagram.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for dropping by.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Happy Midsummer.
Happy Midsummer.
Happy Midsummer. Hurrah.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.